Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The newly formed Gillette Community College District has received a $3.3 million transfer into its general fund from Security State Bank as part of a warrant, which is similar to a bridge loan, that will be repaid once the district starts to receive its tax mill revenue. The funds will cover an initial expected budget shortfall. Confidential negotiations between committees will help move forward the transfer of the buildings on the Gillette College campus to the new district. According to the news record, the buildings are owned by the city and the county, but are leased by the Northern Wyoming Community College District, and the district also has partial ownership of the dormitories. The Northwest Community College District has made a proposal, which GCCD has responded to, and hopes to hear from Sheridan to complete the agreement next week. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Public Library wrapped up its summer reading program with a beach party this past Wednesday. There were games and activities all day long for kids of all ages, including teens, with a theme of oceans of possibility. According to the news record, Becky Prell, the youth services coordinator, says she's seen an increase in the use of the library by kids of all ages, particularly teens. Kids can pick up a free backpack filled with school supplies from 10 a.m. to noon today at the Verizon Cellular Plus next to Family Dollar. No purchase is necessary to receive a backpack, but each child must be with an adult. The giveaway will last until supplies run out. The store is also accepting donations from anyone who'd like to help with the giveaway, with everything going to local school kids. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.